Simen Zayin, Seif Beis. Haklaf tzorech liyos shalem. The klaf needs to be whole. Shelo yiyu boi nekovim. There should not be any holes in the klaf. So it needs to be whole, whole, so that there should not be any holes, holes, in the klaf. Ach, im hu nekev koton. But if it is a small hole, the hole is so small that when you write on top of it, the dyoi passes on top of it, and it seals it. In such an instance, it's kosher. V'im gam la'achar haksiva nireh hanekev neged hashemesh. If after one has completed writing the letter, the hole is still visible when you hold it up to the sun, to the light. If it's in a thin line of the ice, and let's say the connecting line of the bays, the vertical line of the bays, that by way of the hole in that thin line, the ice is now split in half, puzzle. So then it's going to be puzzle, even though the hole is so small that you only see it when you hold it up to the light. But if it's in the thick part of the letter, and the dyoi surrounds the letter from all sides, kosher, then it's going to be kosher. So it seems from a diktuk in the Loshen of the Magen Avraham. He doesn't say which Magen Avraham he's referring to. It seems to me that he's referring to either Sifkot and Tezvav in Simen Lamed Beis or Sifkot and Chof Aleph, or perhaps both. Therefore, says the Kesis, it would seem to me that you should add a little bit klaf on the back, what we call a matlis, and fill up the nekev bidyoy, just to make the ice look normal. But be'etzem, even before you do that, it's kosher. Again, that's talking about a case where the hole is in the middle of the ice, and it's surrounded by dyoy. Venerally, the im ein hadyoy makif es kol hanekev. What about a case where dyoy does not surround the entire hole? Afal pisha ein ha'ois nechlak l'shtayim. Even though the entire ice is not split in half, kegoyin shehu b'ktzei echad min ha'ois. In other words, there's no letter split in half like we had before by the bays example. Rather, it's at the edge of the letter. D'machma zeh yesh chisaron hekev gvil. So it's just there's a hole at the edge of the letter, which causes a chisaron and hekev gvil. In such a case, yesh lahachmir afal pi shehanekev dak kol kach ad she'enei nikar rak keneged hashemesh. In such a case, one needs to be machmir that's called a chisaron in the hakofas gvil, even if the hole is so small that you only see it when you hold it up to the sun. So in this, he is being machmir both before and now in a case where it's only nikar keneged hashemesh, which the Mishnah Berurah we know is not maskim to. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer, Sifkotin Dalet, V'sois Mosai, talking about a case where the Dioi seals up the hole, Masha Kosova Prima Godim, this that the Prima Godim says, which is found in the Eshel Avram, Sifkotin Tezvov, Midioi Ove Imgumi, where he talks about when the hole gets filled up because the Dioi is very thick, Kefi Hanira HaDioi Shebizman HaGemara Hoya Ove Yoisir Min HaDioi, apparently now, says the Lishka, the dyoi that we use is thinner than the dyoi that they used in the time of the Gemara. Sif Gimel. Im regel hachof hapshuta ukayotziba magia la seif haklaf. What if you have a chof, pshuta, which the seifer wrote, and it goes all the way down to the bottom of the klaf? So this would be generally in a pair of tefillin. Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, it's not really practical, but in Tefillin this could definitely happen, that the Chof Pshuta could go all the way until the bottom of the Klaf. So Bein L'Soif HaYiria, whether it goes all the way to the bottom of the Yiria, is one example. Bein, a second example, Sheyesham Nekev B'Toich HaYiria, so this could be by anything, where you have a hole in the Yiria, and the Chof goes all the way down until it hits the hole. U'mashach Es Ha'ois Ad HaNekev, and the Ois extends until it hits the hole. Oisha hanekev hu mitzad ha'ois, or the hole is on the side of the letter. Bein mi bifnim, whether it's found on the inside of the letter, like we find in the Yerushalmi, which is brought in Simen Lamed Beis Siftes Vav. Bein mi bachutz, whether it's on the outside of the letter. In other words, anywhere where a letter is touching a hole, pasul, the halacha is that it is not kosher. Mishum de mitchilas haksiva eina mukav gvil, because since the hole was there from the beginning when he started writing, so there's a chisaron in hakavas gvil from the beginning of the ksiva, and that is always going to be a psul. V'oifen hatikun, as far as how such a thing could be fixed, ayin b'chakira dalet, where he discusses that subject. Siv dalet. Hadeh paslinan, this that we passeled, kishahoya ha-hefsik mitchila, when the ois was nifsak, when that mukav gvil, from the time it was written, haynu dafka kishanikar ha-hefsik. That's when the hefsik is nikar. Aval im haya begvil. But let's say it would be in gvil. The reason why he's using a case of gvil is because gvil generally is very thick, which will fit in with the rest of the sentence. So let's say you have something written on gvil, and there's a sedek dak ma'oid she'enai nira rak al yedei habota daka. You have a very thin slice in the claf, which only can be seen when you look very well. The enai oiver mi bachutz, and this slice in the claf, in the gvil, doesn't go to the other side. In other words, not a foolish hole, rather it's just a slice on the face of the claf, but it doesn't go through to the other side. Rak mitzad haksav, it's only on the upper side. V'hu mahudik, but the claf underneath that is still attached. There's no slit through and through. V'ene nikar ele im magbia be'etzbay, and you only know that there's a slit if you push your finger from me'achayre hagvil, from the back. So in such a case, kosher, it's going to be kosher. As Isaac the Magen Avram, in the name of the Ria Levi, in Sifkot and Chaf Aleph, that since there's no hole in the claf, so Mamela, it's going to be, we paskin that that is kosher. See if, hey, im la'achar shenechta v'ois behechsher, what about a case where after the ois was written behechsher, now this is before in Sif Gimel we were talking about when the ois was never kosher, it was written in a way that the hole was always there. Now we're talking about the opposite case. What about when you had an ois that was kosher, and after you wrote the kosher ois, nikev shom haklaf and nifzak ha'ois, then a hole developed afterwards, and you have a hefsik in the ois. So it depends what kind of hefsik we're talking about. Im nishar shir ois ada hefsik, if you have a full shir ois until the hefsik kosher. Af al pi sha'ata ene mukav gvil, even though now it's not mukav gvil. So lamosha, let's say you have a nun pshuta, and three quarters of the way down the regel, there's a hole that develops, so the leg is nifsak. So until the hole, you have a full shear of a nun pshuta. So then it's going to be kosher. Vim lav. But what if you don't have the shear ois until the hole? Pasul. Then it's going to be pasul. What about vim anu misupakim? What about if you don't know? It's a suffolk if you have a long enough regel. Kagan she nifsak regel havov. For instance, you're dealing with a vav, and it's nifsak in the middle by a hole which happened after ksiva. V'anu misupakim magadayin tzuras vav aleh, and we misupik if it has a tzuras vav, oi tzuras yud, or maybe it looks like a yud, v'chein nun pshuta shenifsika v'anu misupakim imadayin tzuras nun aleh, oi tzuras zayin, ukayyotze b'zeh, or any such similar case, may vi intinik delechachem v'loi tipish k'mavur b'simen vav, you bring a child that meets the qualifications that we outline in Simen Vav. Im koyre oise karoi, if he reads it properly, kosher. Vim lav, posel, and if the child reads it as a yud, or as a zayin, instead of as a vav, or as an endonun, so then it's going to be posel. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Seif Koton Hey, Ad HaHefsik. If you have enough of the ois until the hefsik, then it's going to be kosher. Aval mashe lamata min hefsik, but what's underneath the hefsik? Again, we're dealing with a case where there's a hole in the middle of the length of the ice. So what's underneath the hole, ene mitzdarif, is not mitzurif to be able to kasher it or to show it to the tinek. Kein hidas ha-mardchai v'roiv ha-poiskim, that's the opinion of the mardchai, and that's the opinion of roiv poiskim. Ach das Rabbeinu Menachem Meiri Huva b'Beis Yosef, he holds she'im hanekev dak kol kach she'ena hefsek meinei kriya l'tinoi kosher, that if the hole is small enough that if the tinoik sees even what's underneath the hole and is mitzarefit and calls the whole thing as one, so then that's going to be kosher. V'ayin b'darke Moshe is dalid, where he says that it seems that the tour agrees with the Meiri. V'nir l'nefi ani es daiti lo'hichiach t'gam das Rashi Deloy mitzdarif, but it seems to me, says the Lishka, that Rashi does not hold like this Meiri. Rather, Rashi holds like the Mordechai, that it's not mitzdarif. Ubezeh nira lamed al kavanosai, and he says, I could prove it by delving into what Rashi means when he says, gabi ifsika vav de vayareg binikva. We have a case in the Gemara where the vav of vayareg had developed a hole. Shekosa vav de vayareg ira b'mokem nekev. Over there, the Gemara says that the vav of vayareg happened in the place of a nekev, which is mashma that it happened b'shas ksiva. When the vav happened, there was already a hole there. That's the mashmaos. B'sefer Evan Oizer she'etzel aprichodesh baruch hayim hiksha. In the Sefer Evan Oizer, he asks, "Amai loy pirish ken gamba uvda kama de ifsika hey de ha'am b'nikva?" How come over there the Gemara discusses a case before the vav of vayareg, discusses a case of a hay, and over there also it happened, there was a hole there, and over here Rashi says that ira b'makim hanekev, and over there it doesn't use the lashon of ira b'makim nekev. Umiktoich kach, because of this diuk of the Evan Ezer, that in one place Rashi says ira, in one place he doesn't. So therefore, he brings a whole different pshat in Rashi. The Beis Yosef learned one pshat in Rashi. The Ben Oizer, Mikoyach, this diuk, learned a different pshat in Rashi. Ayin Shom. V'ayin Shut Beis Ephraim, Arachayim Simon Gimel. Where Ephraim Zalman Magolius is Marich, also in what's the Kavona of the Tur, and what's the Kavona of Rashi, and the Darkei Moshe. Well, if he has deity, says the Lishka, Loshin Rashi Zal Tzach V'Noki Meduyik B'Tachlis Adiyuk. He says, I think Rashi is beautiful, Mamish Meduktik. Why? Kihine Loshin Hefsik, right? Again, the Loshin over there was that Ifsika Kara, that there was a Hefsik in the Rega, in the Yerech of the Vav. So the Loshin of Hefsik, Shayech B'Shtei Yifanim. Hefsek can mean one of two things. Oy sheyesh kan inyan echad oruch. There's something long. Uba is a dover umafsikoi. And something comes and splits it be'emtza l'shtei chalokim. So the word hefsek can mean to split in two. Oy, another pshat, a second pshat in the word hefsek. She'echad haylech haymashach is a dover. Excuse me. That somebody is schlepping something. And he wants to schlep it even more. But because of some reason, he needs to stop. So before we said the Lashon Hefsek can mean split into two. And now he's saying another thing that Hefsek could mean is to stop. I was in the middle of doing something and I was mafsik. I stopped. Lifsoik shamla shaloy leleches v'shaloy limshech yoyser. So again, Lifsoi can mean to split or to stop. Aval im yesh kan davar echad. But let's say you have one thing. Ubo echad v'lokach mimenu miktsosa. And somebody comes and takes away part of what you have. Al ze loy shayach loymer shehifsiku. You can't say that it's split or it's stopped if someone takes away part of what you have. Ela shayach loymer shekotsri. Like gorui. Yeah, that those are loshen, loshenes of diminishing. He took away from what existed. He didn't split it or stop it. He diminished a pre-existing item. V'lochein be'uvda kama de'ifsika hei, in the case of the Gemara where the hei was ifsak, lo'ichosh lefarish, Rashi made no difference to Rashi whether be'eza inyan nasa ha'hefsik, if it was split or if it was stopped. She'afilo ne'mer she'nasa be'inyan harishon, because even if you're going to say that it was the first type of hefsik, the hainu she'hanekev cholok, that it split the regel es a regel shnei chalokim gam keinicha. The Gemara could work just as well by the case of the hay if you want to learn that it was split. The kol shanu rayim shenisha kishira is ketana kosher, because lemaisa, as long as we see that the yerech of the hay still has a shira is ketana, it's still going to be kosher. Avol, however, beuvda the ifsik of vav, but in the case where the vav was split, lainucha lefarish kein, you can't learn that it's referring to when it split the vav, Sharei im hanekev hifsik esavav, because if the nekev split the vav l'shnei chalakim, l'inucha l'smecha inuka, we wouldn't be able to rely on the tinaik. Ki hu yitzarev gamas hachelak hatachtein. He's going to include, when he looks at the ice, the bottom half as well, u'be'emes le'mitztarfi. And that bottom half really should not be included in the sheilas tinaik. V'haynu tzrichem l'chaseis, v'hayinu tzrichem l'chaseis es hachelak hatachtein. And we would have to cover up the lower half of the ice, kamaisha kasavataz, besimin lamed base of cotton yud. Vizeloin is begamara. The Gemara never mentioned such a thing. So it can't be over there talking about a case of a split. Vimnaimar shaha nekev kola, and if you're going to say that the nekev completely wiped out kola chela katachtain, the whole bottom of the vav, al zeloi shayach loshen ifsika. So over there, the loshen of ifsika wouldn't make sense. Elahavilele meimar iskatsra. It would have to say that the vav was shortened. Iskatsra levav de vayareg benikva. That it was shortened with a hole. Ay igra, or it was taken away. It was diminished levav de vayareg benikva. Lachain pirush Rashi, vav de vayareg ira b'makim nekev. So that's why Rashi says that it's the hole was there first, and the vav bumped into the hole. De be'inyan zeh shayach shapir lavshin hefzik. Because that, then you can taka say that the hole stopped the vav. Af im mitzad ha'acher shel hanekev ein klum. Even though there's nothing else on the other side of the hole, elishamashach es ha'kolmas, he was schlepping the kolmas, riding the vav, umachmas hanekev, and because of the hole, hutzrach lahafsik, he was stopped. V'zen ochen lefiyani yastaiti, bidiuk loshein Rashi zal, and I believe this is how we can explain Rashi, bidikduk, and it makes perfect sense. Muchach desfir lei. But what do we see? That Rashi holds Kedas Reiv HaPoiskim like the Mordechai, and Reiv HaPoiskim not like the Meiri, that the Reiv HaPoiskim hold the Loi Mitzarfi, that you cannot include what is on the bottom side of the hole. Ha'amnam, however, the Lefizeh Muchach Nami, another thing that we can take out from this Rashi, is that Das Rashi Degamim B'Shas HaKsiva Poga B'Nekev Loi Ichbes Lan Mishum HaKof HaSkvil. Ah, but comes out from this Pshan in Rashi, something that's keneged most of the paiskim. That comes out according to this Rashi, that even if it wasn't mukav gvil from the beginning, it's not going to be a problem. Ukamaisha kasav abeis yasif, that he wants to say, kfar kasav shama abeis yasif, kidase rambam, mishar paiskim, bahach milsa, deloy kavase, that the abeis yasif learns the pshat in the rambam and most paiskim, that they hold that a chisar and a kafas gvil from the shas ksiva would passel, not like it's coming out from this Rashi. V'hinei harifa harosh, b'ov the devav legarsi b'nikva, the rif and the rosh, they have a different girsa in Gansen. U'ledidhu, and according to them, yesh lefarish, b'oif and acher, there's a, we're going to have to say a whole different pshat, v'ayin mashe kasavnu, mirtz Hashem, b'chakira dalad. Look over there for that explanation.